Do all things without murmurings and disputings, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shall shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labor in vain. And I read it in the Message Bible. It says, do everything readily and cheerfully, no bickering, no second guessing allowed. Go out into the world uncorrupted, a breath of fresh air in this squalid and polluted society. Provide people with a glimpse of good living and of the living God. Carry the light-giving message into the night, so I'll have good cause to be proud of you on the day that Christ returns. You'll be living proof that I didn't go to all this work for nothing. Hallelujah. Doubling down on Jesus, part three. Doubling down on Jesus. In case you weren't here, just a quick review. Double down. What does double down mean? Double down means we're not talking about the blackjack explanation where it says or exchange for one or more cards. But when we look at verse two, number two, to become more tenacious, zealous, or resolute in a position or undertaking. To become more what? Resolute, more tenacious. Number three, strengthen one's commitment to a particular strategy or course of action, typically one that is potential risky. We're going to talk about two and three. We are strengthening our position in a strategy to live for Christ. And guess what? That has potential risk, according to the world. There is no risk in Jesus, but there is a risk in this society. Amen? Amen. So what is murmuring? Murmuring, a half-suppressed or muttered complaint or grumbling, and insinuation, a subdued or private expression of discontent, dissatisfaction. We live in a world today. We live in a world today that's full of murmuring. Live in a world today that can't wait to express their understanding or their view of what that means and how it goes. Now, synonyms to whine, to have a beef, to gripe, to fuss, to bellyache, to whimper. Disputings, the diagosmos. Discussion that is what? Internal, and this is important, it's internal consideration, and it's also external in debate. Too often we think of disputes with somebody else. Most of our disputes start with ourselves in our mind.
Amen.
The word says what? We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but spiritual wickedness and high. It starts in our mind. You make up in your mind before you ever encounter somebody. You determine how I'm going to respond. It says a debate, to dispute, to be doubtful. Imagination, things we see and come up with that aren't even real. We imagine these things, kept from knowledge or view. And, you know, I love the synonyms because they help us. Your word might be stealth. It might be sneaky. It might be private, behind the scenes, clandestine. It might be covert. Whatever your purpose is, well, I know that the enemy's purpose is covert. Mm. The enemy wants to come after us in another way. We understand that. So the first point we talked about was double down on Jesus in Philippians, what, 12? No, Philippians 2, verses 12 and 13. We talked about that. We talked about how in Acts, where what? He went when Cornelius was with God, he was talking to God, and he told Cornelius to do what? Send for Peter. And then before Peter went to Cornelius' house, Peter had a conversation, what? With God up on the rooftop, and God showed him all these wicked things. And Peter said, I had nothing to do with unclean things. So I just wanted to make sure, Peter, because I'm about to send you to talk to somebody that you used to consider unclean. So he changed some things in Matthew 33, 6 and 33. Well, we got to seek God first. That's what we got to do. We're doubling down on Jesus. When we celebrate this holiday season, we are doubling down on Jesus. We're going back to the original purpose for Christmas. We got so far away. We got all the gifts and everybody's panicking because their things are going to be late and they don't know what to do. And we can't go meet everybody, and I'm going to do whatever I got to do no matter what. And God's saying, be still. Be still with me.
Yes.
I'm with you. I'm going to bless you with everything. Your family is still your family, but be still with me. Well, folks are leaving and going, and they just spreading and catching. But but that's all right. And then he said, second thing, we said, what? We won't complain. He said, there's no grumbling, no disputing. Said that's not in Philippians 14. He said very clear. And Peter 5, 6, and 7, we talked about that. So we see they said, first we double down, then I won't complain. I'm not gonna mumble and grumble. So I ain't talking about nobody that's listening to me today. I just talk about me. We can't grumble, we can't complain. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care how hard it is. I don't care how much it hurts. I have to declare the truth to you. We can't complain. If you talk to God, that ain't a complaint. That's the letting God know what he already knows. But when we talk to somebody else and we're complaining about it, now we're murmuring and grumbling because you don't know that when you mention that thing, it might cause them to go a step further than where you are.
Mercy, Lord.
So we don't want to be what a stumbling block for our brothers and our sisters. I said what I said a couple weeks ago, we need to zip the lip. That's what they say down in the islands. We need to zip the hurdle. They say, zip your lips. And they were walking to church and they weren't supposed to fight. They were single file the kids. They were to say, zip your lip. They were going to worship. So for us, no grumbling and no disputing. Then we said, what? We need to double down on Jesus last week. Why? Why? Because what? In Philippians 2:16, we understand that what? This is not what we are, the light. I'm not Freddie Rogers and who you see. I represent the light of Christ.
My Lord.
And if people see the light of Christ, we just studied Sunday school. Things happen. When the Magi went and they got to the place, they rejoiced and their lives were transformed. Just to be in the presence. When people come into your presence and you represent Christ, what? It changes. And then we started through this process. We started through this process in the book of Ephesians to know what? How do we overcome these things? God didn't tell you not to do it and not give you the reason how. That's what I love about my Jesus. He not only tells you what to do, then he gives you the strength to do. Oh, man. Somebody didn't get that today. Damn, somebody didn't get that. He not only tells you what to do, gives you the strength to do it. And so we're going to pick up. Last week, we talked about 6 things, but I got a few more. Say what? First off, you are rescued by grace. That's what it says in Ephesians, right? You go to the book of Ephesians, and I tell you to read the whole thing. Verse 1 says what? You are what? Christ by the will of God to the saints which were in Ephesus, to the faithful in Christ. See, when you accept Jesus Christ, you become part of the faithful. All right, the enemy's trying to dispute you. The enemy's trying to dispute you, but in the name of Jesus, we cast him out. Why? Because see, the first thing he wants you to think, well, you know, you didn't do this, you didn't do that, you didn't. No, in the name of Jesus, I'm part of the faithful because I've been washed by the blood. All those things I don't do, God cast aside because he knows my heart and I'm surrendering here. So you are faithful. So rescued by grace.
Yes.
Oh, I need some grace today. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I need some grace. I'm thankful for his grace. Then he said, what? Well, you had a new identity. I'm going to run through these real quickly. And Ephesians 1 and 2 said, you got a new identity. So what? Grace be to you and peace from God our Father for the Lord Jesus Christ. That's our new identity. 2 Corinthians said what? You are a new creature. Somebody say, I'm a new creature. You needed to hear that this morning. You are a new creature. You're not the one who fell asleep last night. You're not the one who doubted Christ this morning. You're not the one who got in somebody's grill on yesterday or the day before. You're not the one who wanted to tell somebody else. You're not the one who didn't hear that small voice. You got a new identity. You are a new creature. Those old things have passed away.
Thank you, Lord.
He said, then he said, the third thing we understood last week, right? What? We are blessed beyond measure.
Yes.
Blessed be our measure. He said, blessed be the God and Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. All, not some of them. He said, all spiritual blessings. What? Blessings in heavenly places in Christ.
Yes.
I told him in Sunday school, a lady blessed me this week. She just brought some stuff over, but she had money. She's not going downtown Chicago. But what was more exciting to me is when I saw the envelope that she brought, she had on there, ye are the chosen.
My God.
When she said to them, the money was one thing. They could see the money that's on the inside of the book. But when she told them, ye are the chosen, that was the real spiritual blessing right there.
My God.
Because somebody going to think about what is the chosen. And they're going to begin to seek what that means.
My God.
And God's going to be right there to tell them who it is. And they might already know that they're chosen, but they just don't see it anymore. Somebody going to stand up and dust off, say, let the light shine so that others might see. So even in my situation, even in my need, I'm going to let them know that God is the one.
Thank you, Lord.
That I am chosen.
Thank you, Lord.
But not only are you chosen, the fourth thing says you're God chosen. Ephesians 1:5, 1:4, it says what? You're to, according to this, he has what? Chosen us in him before the foundation of the world.
Thank you, Lord.
Before the foundation of the world, before there was lakes and rivers and mountains,
thank you,
and
Lord.
Before any of that was, we were chosen. Before God put the plan into place and started working on it, we were chosen. Before God said, I even got to create you, we were chosen. Before he said, I'm going to take the dust and the dirt and I'm going to form you, before he blew his breath into our nostrils to give us life, we were chosen.
Yes.
So you understand how blessed you are. That's why we don't murmur. That's why we don't dispute. That's why we don't doubt. That's why we don't let the enemy wrestle with our brain. Why? Because we are a royal priesthood.
Thank you, Lord.
Then in the fifth thing, let's say God likes the real us. The real you, not this mask, not this imitation thing. The real you, he says what? And that's in Ephesians 4:1b. He says what? Because you are what? That you should be without what? You should be what? Mm-hmm. Holy and without blame before him in love. That's the real you.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Stop letting people tell you you're a sinner and you'll never be any good. Stop letting people tell you you always going to be this. You always going to be that. Stop letting people define you by your weight or your height or your looks or your color. No, I am a child of God. And no matter what you might think, my God sees me as perfect. And he has always seen me that way. Then the 15th last week said, God likes the real us instead of 1 Corinthians 6:11. But said, we were what? If you go to 1 Corinthians, I just want you to read that because you need to know this whenever you need to talk about it. Said what? As such were some of you, but ye what? Are washed, you are sanctified, you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus, and by what? The Spirit of God. That's who you are. You used to be. You used to be a thief. You used to be covetous. You used to be a drunkard. You used to be a rebel and extortioner. You used to have doubts.
My God.
You used to be a fornicator. You used to be an adult. That's the used to be before salvation.
Thank you, Lord.
So all of those adjectives and descriptions, cast them out. Before you say that about somebody else, stop murmuring. Before you want to have a discussion with somebody that's who you are, stop disputing. See them as God sees them. Now you can minister them with compassion. Uh-oh, somebody was in a Sunday school lesson and said, I love that Joseph didn't see Mary as she was according to the law. Mary saw what? That he did not want to embarrass her. He said, I'll put her away privately. He had compassion from the get-go. So there was something on the inside of him to say, I ain't going to do what the world said I got to do. That was God on the inside of him, y'all. I'm just telling you what it is. So then he could hear God say, hey, Joseph, guess what? This ain't about you, boy. Hey, Joseph, this ain't about you. This is my business. And Mary's found favor. And guess what? You're going to go along with the plan. And because he went along with the plan, we shout hallelujah today. Because had he not went along with the plan, who know where Jesus would end up? Who know where Mary would have ended up? But we got record proof that, hey, away in a manger, where there was no room for him at the end, in a manger. We got proof that there was a light. There's a light that would draw everybody, that brought the astrologers and the wise men to where he was. What? That he could change their life.
Thank you, Lord.
And he's bringing you and I here today to change our life.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then the last thing we talked about last week, he said, what? He made us an heir. We are heirs. In Romans 8:15 and Ephesians 5:6, he said, what? I speak no shame. No, I'm sorry. That was Corinthians. To the prize of the glory. He said, what? Having predestined us into the adoption of children, he adopted us, what? Jesus Christ. And so today, there's four more things in Ephesians. I want you to see this. Four more things in Ephesians you need to see. Number seven, say you are forgiven and redeemed. It's right there in verse seven. In whom we have what? Redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Our forgiveness is not cheap. It's what? According to his riches, he paid an ultimate price for us. He paid a price that nobody else, you don't want to give it up. You wouldn't want to pay that price. He gave his life. What? So that we might be forgiven and redeemed. He bought us, y'all.
Thank you, Lord.
He bought us, y'all. He paid the price because he saw how special we are. We are. So you are forgiven and redeemed. Anything that comes in your mind, anybody who speaks against that, in the name of Jesus, don't argue, don't dispute, just stand on the truth. When you take a stand on the truth, you ain't disputing. You just took a stand.
That's right.
I am redeemed. Ain't nothing you can do say about it. You can say, well, you believe in it. Ain't nothing you can say to me that I know that I'm not. I am redeemed. You have your thoughts. You have your mindset. Go right on. I ain't got to argue. I am redeemed.
Say it, preacher.
He said that. Now, look at this. Look at this. Look at this. Look at this. You know, in our society today, we worry about certain things leaking. Okay. You know, if you put something in water, it might leak. You know, if you want to put some airtight to make it last longer in the refrigerator so it don't spoil, it's got to be airtight. It's got to be leak proof. Well, let me tell you something. You're leak proof today. You are leak proof. Ain't nothing about you that say we're sealed by the Holy Spirit. But Ephesians 1:13, he said, look, in whom ye also trusted after ye that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were what? Sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. I mean, signed, sealed, with delivered. Hey, there is no leaking in us. There ain't coming out. The Holy Spirit ain't coming out of no parts, no pores in your body. The Holy Spirit ain't running because the devil gets in your mind. No. The Holy Spirit is there, and it ain't going to leak out. What's got to go is all that other stuff. So you are leak proof. Don't let them tell you you got a problem. Don't let them tell you, well, you don't know the whole truth. Yes, I do. I know Jesus Christ. He's my personal Savior. That's what I need to know. I know he's indwelled me. He lives in me, and he'll give me everything. When I don't know words to say by my mind, God speaks for me. When I don't know what to do with a situation, God acts for me. Oh, somebody don't get it. Stop trying to think. You got to know everything before you do anything. All you need to know is you love Jesus, and that's enough, and the Spirit's in you, and God will speak miraculously. Things out of you.
Hallelujah.
And you ain't ever even read it. Because he don't want you to be the one doing it anyway. Let him do it. So you're leak proof.
Preach today.
The other thing he said, his power is at work in you.
In you.
That's in 17. His power, which is what? The light. It says right there, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you what? The spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. That's the light, y'all. The knowledge is in him. Don't you know, since the beginning of time, the light has been the one to bring them to Jesus Christ, which is the knowledge. The light brought the wise men. The light brought us. The light is in us. He said, what? Your light cannot be hid because Jesus is in you. His power, his knowledge, his spirit just shines forever.
Thank you, Lord.
Let me give you an illustration. Yesterday, I did a little updating in my house. I went to the store and you know, I'm an old-fashioned kind of guy. If the lights don't burn out, I don't replace them. I'm going to use it until it burns out, then I'll replace it. But the other day, there was one light out, and I thought, well, let me get some new lights. So I was in the store, and I'm looking at the regular light bulbs, you know, even the incandescent lights, that was okay. But then the Spirit say, look at those. And I looked over, and I went, I can get three of these, which is what I need for one of those. So then all of a sudden my mathematical mind went to work. $4.99 for three or $4.99 for one. God said, no, get those. So I went and I bought three LED light bulbs. And I came home and I put them in the bathroom downstairs and I just got happy. I just got happy, y'all. Because the thing that said in my spirit was, that's how God's, look how clear this is. There is nothing about these lights that shows anything that's not good. They are very clear. He said, that's what he said in my spirit was, that's how God sees you. The light is just that bright. The light is not dull. It's not frosted over. It's clear. And when it shines, Hallelujah. That's what people see. They don't see your dirt. They don't see your rust. They don't see your past. They see Jesus. And he said, let my light shine. So guess what? I got LED lights all over the place, y'all. That was not my tip. But it just reminds me of who God is.
Yes.
You are the LED. That's what Jesus wants. You're his LED. You're the LED in confusion. You're the in no murmuring. You're the LED. We ain't got started yet. Wait till we start letting us be the LED on Facebook. Facebook gonna shut down. You know why? Because they ain't gonna get what they used to get. Be the light. His power is working in you. And I'm almost done, y'all. I'm getting there. He said, but then he's the Lord of all. And this one is just fantastic. He is Lord of all life. You ain't the Lord of life. You ain't got nobody who's the Lord. Jesus is the Lord. Because he is the Lord of life, we don't have to murmur or dispute. We can stand on him. No, well, I ain't got there yet. I'm right now in the name of Jesus. I'm casting out every excuse. You ain't got no excuse. The word says no, there is no excuse. You're weary, not excuse. You've been hurt, not excuse. You ain't learned in a former situation, not excuse. You got Jesus and that's enough. What? It's right here. This is what? Far above all principality and power and might and dominion, every name that is named, not only in the world, but also what? That is which to come, and have what? Put all things under his feet and gave him to be what? The head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him, and filling what? All in all. He said that at the name of Jesus, everything comes under him. There is nothing that super, there's no wise man, there's no dumb man, there's no political situation. There's no organization. There's no knowledge that we can't get to because we ain't got the money. All things are in him. So all I need is Jesus, and there's no charge. Somebody, you ought to be shouting today. I know Christmas here. I know you've been spending your money. I know you done wrapped your gifts. But I'm telling you the same thing. If you ain't got a gift under the tree for Jesus, guess what? That's even okay. Because if you give him your life, he already got you, baby. He already got you, my brother. He already got you, my sister, because you giving him your life. So if you don't want to put it under the tree, that's okay. He still covered you. If you don't want to slow back and slow your roll because this is more important, that's okay, because in the midst of whatever it is, he's still going to shine.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, y'all get this, don't you? I know you do. I know you do. This is just a reminder. This is just a reminder how precious you are to God. He loves you so much. He don't want anything to separate you from his love. He don't want anything to defeat you. It can't defeat you. He wants you to speak the power and you will begin to see how you change other lives.
Yes.
See, it's not a mystery that folks will leave here and go on missionary journeys and change thousands of lives. It's not a mystery. What they do is the same thing we do. They just have a course to go. They just go, ain't nothing gonna get in the way. They have a boldness to go, and so God sends them on that journey. Our journey's the same way. It's in Christ. So what do we talk about? We double down. Now, last point today, the last point, rejoice in the light. And that's what he says in Philippians, right? That's what he says in Philippians 17 and 18. Look at this. He said, yay. And if I be offered upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, I joy and rejoice with you all. For the same cause also do ye joy and rejoice with me. Paul was saying, look, I know we've been through some stuff. I know we're going through stuff, but guess what? If you are doing the things that you ought to do, he said, if I have to be offered a sacrifice, I'm okay. I kind of rejoice because guess what? You get the victory. Paul said, you're going to get the victory because you believe what I said. You get the victory because you've accepted Jesus. You get the victory because now you're walking in the way. Even if I can't come be there, I'm still going to rejoice because I know that you've been saved. I know that I know that you've been transformed. For the same cause also do you rejoice because what? You rejoice with me. Say, you've proven yourself to care about me. That's why I tell you every week. That's why I tell you, if somebody comes to your mind, pray for them. Why? Because when you're rejoicing over them, they're rejoicing over you. When we rejoice over one another, we intercede for one another. God gets the glory. Why? Because God goes to work. That's why we keep having testimony. I got to confess, I did not think we would have testimony every week. We started for a short period, and it ain't stopped now. How can you stop what God keeps doing?
That's right.
My God.
But God keeps saying, this is it, and it points through. How can you stop? God said, I just want you to try me. Oh, can I tell you the truth? I tried him, and I love him. Oh,
my God. My God.
Well, let me bring that to this season, y'all. In Luke, y'all know the verse. Luke 2, chapter 2, right? Luke chapter 2. You know what verses is what? 10 through 15. Look what he says here. He said, what? On verse 10, he said, what? And the angel said to him, fear not, for behold, I do what? Bring good tidings of great joy, which shall be what? To all. There we go. To all people. Even the angel spoke by God. Be what? To all people. Not to some people, but to all people. For unto us, what? Is born this day in the city of David, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Now, let me make something sure here. This was not the magic. He was talking to the shepherds. And the shepherds had what? They had the responsibility to care for the people. So he brought a word of encouragement. Hey, y'all been waiting. Y'all know the history. Y'all know it said in Isaiah, for there would be a child. He said, today is the day. I'm giving you the announcement. The angels came down. The angels start shouting. The angels start giving an announcement. For unto you this day. And this shall be a sign unto him. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. You're going to see he got that clothes and he's got that cloth, and it's going to be the right kind of cloth because it's from the lineage of David that he comes up. He said, you're going to know without a doubt. See, right now, we get caught up in too many what? Phonies and imitations.
Mercy, Lord.
Look like, feel mercy. Like. But if it ain't Jesus and it ain't got a light shine, no, baby, you don't want to mess with that. If it ain't Jesus and it ain't got truth and it ain't got love, you don't want to mess with that. Let them have theirs and you keep yours. See what? And suddenly there was what? Not only the angel, but with the angel. Look, there's going to be some rejoicing, y'all. Suddenly with a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, we ought to understand. So when you praise God by yourself, well, I ain't got a church. Nobody else around. You praise him and the angels are praise with you. You praise him and the multitude are praise with you. You praise him. It gets on the wind and it starts flying. It reaches somebody. Somebody going to know that you praising God. They're going to put up for them because, what's going on with you today? They're going to feel the joy. They're going to feel the love. They're going to feel the Jesus presence all in your life. So rejoice in their light. Look what they said. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. You don't know what to say? Just say that. Glory to God. Give God the honor first. In the highest. In earth, peace and goodwill toward men. You ain't got to down nobody for how they act. Just goodwill toward men. You ain't got to talk about them. You ain't got to murmur about them. You ain't got to. Nope. Glory to God first. When you give glory, goodwill toward men. If you give glory, he going to make you have goodwill toward men. If you give glory, you got to give goodwill because the spirit of God that's on the inside, you can't do nothing else.
My God.
That's just so. Then you can look at Matthew. And Matthew gives another account. I'm going somewhere with this show. I'm going somewhere because we need to understand what God says. And in Matthew, he says, look, when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding joy. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding joy. When they saw the light, somebody make the connection. When they saw the light, there are no dark stars that we see. We see a star, and it's a bright light star. So when they saw the light, they rejoiced. Uh-oh, just like the star, when they see the light of Jesus in you, they'll begin to rejoice. Oh, I'm telling you how it works. I don't care what they believe, but when they see the Jesus in you, they got to respond. When they see the light in you, they got to respond. Walk into the store with your light shining, and they don't know you, but they're always going to want to wave. They don't know you, but they're always going to want to get near you. Walk into the light with somebody going through darkness, and somebody else, they come to the light. So they pick up the phone, and they call you. Hey, you got a minute? Can I talk to you? What do you think about this? When you let the light of Jesus shine, I don't care where you are, they got to surrender and they want to come to you. So today, today, we rejoice in the light. I'm 4 minutes over time, but I'm finished right now. We got to rejoice in the light that's in you. Don't let anybody cover up your light. They can throw a blanket. They can throw a towel. They can throw some shade. That's the term today. They throw, y'all feel that shade they throw? They can throw all the shade they want. But I'm telling you, my Jesus, he'll roll up that shade, toss it in the trash, because it ain't got nothing to do with him. Because my God is an awesome God. My God's got all the light. My Jesus was born, and I celebrate his birth because he was on his journey and he was headed to Calvary. And I don't care what about you think, but I know that he won that journey. I know that what he won that battle. So we celebrate the beginning of the journey. Celebrate the light that's in you, because Jesus said, I'm going to be born. I'm going to go through everything that you went through so that you would understand that you got victory. My life, yes. my life. My grandmama used to say it. She used to say it over and over. It's her 99th birthday. She was still saying, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine all in my life. I'm going to let it shine everywhere I go. I'm going to let it shine. And I don't care. She had Alzheimer's and stuff. She had some dementia. She couldn't remember your name. But if you said, this little light of mine, her head started rocking and she started singing. And all the folks in the nursing home, they start rocking and they start singing. Then all of a sudden, somebody started praying because they were thinking about this little light of mine. I'm going to let it shine. So when you think about the light that's on the inside, let your hands start rocking and your hands start waving. Let your feet start running and your hands get to clapping. Let everything around you just what? Praise the Lord. And if you praise the Lord first, then all of a sudden, he'll start adding and adding and adding. You'll be a doctor's degree. And ain't never went to school.
My God.
That's who our God is. That's how awesome our God is.
Yes.
I had a conversation with some people, and I asked them to just name a couple of adjectives that describe God. A couple of adjectives that describe God. Just give me two that describe God. And I come to tell you, it was a wonderful experience, because all of a sudden we said, God is overwhelming. God is everlasting. God is unconditional. God is amazing. God is unwavering. God is faithful. God is peaceful. God is non-judgmental. God. He's our everything. So you just need to add your adjectives to your list. And when you start adding adjectives, you'll see how awesome our God is. You'll see the victory that's in you. But I'm going to tell you, we ain't going to play it today, but we're going to play it soon. By the hands of the Almighty, I've been set free, healed and delivered, made complete. So that's why we walk in victory. It started with the birth of Jesus. There in a manger, when they didn't even want to respect him and give him some place to stay, that's okay. He had to come like he came. He did what he had to do.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Amen. Father God, we say thank you. In this season, Lord God, in this season where we've become accustomed to gifts, materialistic things, Lord, you blessed us, and we say thank you.